Here's today's In Touch Reflection on Freedom, Our Life in Christ.
This month's reflection is based on verse 11 of Galatians chapter 5. But as for me, brothers and sisters, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been eliminated.
In C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Susan asks Mr. Beaver if Aslan, the lion representing Jesus, is safe. He answers, "Safe? Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he's good. He's the king, I tell you." Through allegory, Lewis implies that while God isn't safe in the way we often think of the word, we can always rely on his goodness. This is apparent throughout Scripture. In Genesis alone, we see Noah enduring a boat ride on deadly floodwaters, Isaac nearly sacrificed by his father Abraham, and Joseph sold, falsely accused, and imprisoned. And all this happened when people were faithful to God, not as punishment or consequences of going astray. But we know how these stories end. God was faithful to his plan for his children. Of all the things we want God to do for us, he does only what has been official and only on his schedule, so sometimes we'll feel exposed and vulnerable. And we might not immediately hear from him when we pray. But we can rest assured that our Heavenly Father's love and goodness are always with us. Think about it. If you've been praying for a need, what has God been impressing on your spirit, and how will it affect your decisions? Or, if you haven't heard from him yet, what might he be saying through his silence?